This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You know from all the years who our man in Vegas is, wherever he happens to be in the country, it's Joe Fortenbaugh. You see him on the Daily Wager on ESPN on weekdays, and he's going to be doing a new gambling show, which we'll get to. But what a delight it is to welcome in Joe. He is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. They operate our guest hotline. Good morning, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Joe.
Gentlemen, the 11th season kicks off today. We've got a bunch of college games to talk about. I'd imagine there's some news regarding a certain quarterback situation in a certain city we're going to talk about. But before we get to all that, it's great to be back on with you guys. It's great to be talking with the great people of Chicago yet again. The outpouring on social media when you guys announced that we were going to be doing this again was awesome. Of course, there's a troll here and there. That's to be expected. But for the most part, the great people of Chicago made their voices heard, and I'm thrilled to be back speaking with you guys yet again.
Joe, anything new in your life? We have not caught up with you. We're wondering what you're up to. I know you you are a man of many possibilities. You have multiple talents. Tell us what you're doing.
Had the under in the Ohio State game last night. Felt pretty good about that for a half. Watched it blow up on me in the second half. So that's if we're working backwards chronologically, that's probably where I'd start with what's going on in my life. But outside of that, things are good. Things are really good. We've been in Vegas. We've been back in Vegas now for a year. Things have been good like everybody else. We're navigating the landscape like everyone else is, trying to figure out what's best and how to move forward and how to deal with the craziness that is the world, but also trying to keep a positive outlook. Be grateful for what you have. I've started journaling in terms of an appreciation journal, because I feel like at times, and this can happen in gambling too, you can get down on yourself, you can go through these ruts. People go through this in life. So each morning I have this little journal where I just write down three things I appreciate. They could be anything. They could be tacos, for crying out loud, if you like tacos. But the point is, it puts you in a positive frame of mind, and it's a great way to attack the day. So you try to keep some of those negative biases away from you. And rest assured, talking with you gentlemen is going to make the appreciation journal this morning.
That's great, Joe. That's a great daily exercise. I am a little worried about you, though. I know that Tom Herman doesn't have a team to coach this year, so I don't know who your favorite team to push every week will be if it's not one coached by Tom Herman. Who will that be then?
Such a great question, David. Such a great question. Herman as an underdog was one of those great trends that we were able to fire on for such a long time. So for him to not be a head coach, even when that trend started to blow up to the point where it was so popular, right? Like, it was so obvious, the bookmakers were adjusting for it. It was still cashing. You know, we've got one we're going to be dealing with here, and I know we'll get to this game in a little bit. Nick Saban in week one since he took over at Alabama, 11-2 against the spread. He's been a money-making machine to open the season. So we will try to unearth some new trends. I would say keep your eyes on that team from Western Kentucky. They looked fantastic last night. And years ago when I first started coming on this radio show, I mean, we're talking back in 11-12, Western Kentucky ripped off 15 straight point spread covers between those two seasons under Willie Taggart when he was their head coach. It warms my heart to see them possibly being a dark horse yet again. So that's one team I'm going to throw out there right now, Western Kentucky. We could be following them this season.
What are we following this weekend, Joe? What are the plays?
All right, I'm going to rip through some games for you. As always, jump in if there's anything you want clarification on, if you want to tell me I'm an idiot. I'm going to start tonight. This is just a get-your-feet-wet sort of game. Get into the hot tub. Northwestern and Michigan State. Sparty's catching 3.5. I know the local team, obviously, is going to be very popular. You've seen some money here on Michigan State, and I might dabble with the Spartans just a little bit. I know there's a chance of some weather here, but, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. Northwestern was fantastic last year, absolutely fantastic. But most teams coming off the pandemic season that was last year, they're returning 16, 17, 18 guys. Northwestern's only got 8 back and only 4 on both sides of the ball. And that offense last year wasn't exactly explosive, 24 points per game. And, you know, when you're talking about covering 3.5 points, you're going to need to be able to put some points on the board. Mel Tucker took over at Michigan State last year, didn't have a full spring under his belt like a lot of these rookie coaches. I think he might have an advantage bringing 16 starters back. The money's been flowing in a little bit on Michigan State. I'd say right there for that game, lean to the Spartans if you're looking for Friday night action. Also a little bit of a lean to Virginia Tech. North Carolina, 10th-ranked team in the country. Sam Howell, Heisman Trophy aspirations, traveling to Blacksburg, packed house Friday night, student section going wild, Enter Sandman playing on the speakers. That could be a possible trap game for North Carolina. So file those two away. I also like Virginia Tech in the first half of that game. Now we're going to move to the weekend and the ones I really like. Kansas State -3 over Stanford. Stanford was the favorite when this originally opened up. Stanford is going to be horrible this season. Their win total's 4.5. So Vegas is telling you exactly what they think of them, and that's they're not going to be very good. They lost a ton of skilled players on offense. They run an offense that wouldn't work in the 1960s, let alone in the 2020s. And they're going to go up in a neutral site game in Arlington, Texas, against Kansas State. Head coach Chris Klieman entering year 3. He's got 10 starters back on offense. Remember, this team upset Oklahoma early in the season last year. K-State's a riser, Stanford's falling. Lay the 3 with Kansas State. Rutgers, Temple, not exactly a game everyone's interested in, got rained out, was supposed to be last night, moved to Saturday, laid the big number with Rutgers. They're going to be laying 14.5. Greg Schiano took over Rutgers last season. All right, they were a 2-10 team 2 years ago. He doesn't get spring to work with his players because of COVID and all that, and he comes out and he goes 3-6. With a Big Ten schedule, and he loses to Michigan State in triple overtime. He did a really nice job with this team. Now he's got a full offseason to work. He's got 21 starters back, and he's going up against the Temple squad that was 1-6 last year, losing those 6 games by an average of 20 points per game. I think this has got blowout written all over it. Schiano is going to be a guy who covers some spreads this year. Keep an eye on Rutgers. We're laying the 14.5. We'll move to some of the big games. Alabama laying 18.5 against Miami. Like I said earlier, Saban, 11-2 against the spread in week one when he's been at Alabama. Betting against him has been very dangerous. I'm going to bet against him here, and I'm not going to do it for a lot, but I am going to play Miami in this game. All right, Chris Andrews is a great bookmaker here in town. He's down at the South Point. He's been doing it for a long time. When he opened these numbers back in May, he opened Alabama -13. Now, Chris might be wrong from time to time, but he's wrong by 6.5 points here as this game's up to 19.5. I don't see it. I think a lot of people look at Bama. Bama's made him a ton of money over the years. Bama kills people in week one. So this number's inflated because the bookmakers know the money's coming. Remember, De'Arik King, the quarterback for Miami, he's coming off the knee injury, but he's a very athletic quarterback. All right, mobile quarterbacks have given Nick Saban defenses trouble in recent years. Think Deshaun Watson, think Johnny Manziel. Also remember this. okay? Alabama lost eight starters along their offense, and they lost offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian. I know. We don't rebuild, we reload, but it's going to take some time. It took Ohio State some time in the first half last night before they figured it out. Don't be surprised if it takes some time here. 19.5 is a lot to cover. I'm going to have some money on Miami. Clemson, Georgia, biggest game of the weekend. I really wanted to bet Georgia in this one. Sharp guys love Georgia. Problem is there's issues on offense with George Pickens, the wide receiver. He blew out his knee in the spring. Eric Gilbert, a tight end transfer from LSU, has been away from the team for weeks due to personal injury issues or personal issues. I don't know what we're going to get from that offense. And I do know that Georgia's defense is going to be solid. I know that Clemson's bringing nine defenders back on that side of the ball. And the last time we saw that Clemson defense, they were getting humiliated by Ohio State in the playoff. I think that left a bad taste in defensive coordinator Brent Venables' mouth. I'm going to be looking to play the under here at 51 points. I think this is going to be a very ugly game. LSU, UCLA. UCLA catching 3 points here. Money's been coming in on UCLA left and right. I'm going to be playing the Bruins as well. They got a game under their belt last week where they were able to knock the rust off against Hawaii. They look very good. 20 starters are back. Chip Kelly went 3-4 last year, but those four losses came by a combined 15 points. They were way better than their record indicated, and the offense continues to get better. LSU's breaking in a new defensive coordinator, a new offensive coordinator. They're going to struggle to stop the run, which is a Chip Kelly staple. And I hate to use this as part of the handicap, but we are talking about the game, so we have to mention it. Thoughts and prayers to everyone in Louisiana with what's happening with the hurricane that came through there. But awesome. It did displace the football team. It moved them to Houston. They've had a lot that's going on that they're trying to figure out. We hope everything goes well for the players and their families. But keep that in mind. That's a lot to try to figure out when you're young, when you're trying to get ready for a football game. Like I said, I don't take any pleasure in that being part of the handicap, but it's important to get that note out there so people understand what they're dealing with when they turn these games on. And then finally, let's go to Sunday. Notre Dame and Florida State. It's been nothing but Florida State money. I'm going to be playing Florida State. It's starting to move from 7.5 to 7, which I did not think that price was going to come down that low. This game's going to be in Tallahassee. Notre Dame only bringing nine starters back from last year's team. Only three of them are on the offensive side of the football. They lost 140 combined starts along the offensive line. Jack Cohn, the quarterback transfer from Wisconsin, is stepping in for Ian Book, the winningest quarterback in Notre Dame history. You can say what you want about Book, but it might take Cohn some time. He was a game manager in a run-first offense. I don't know if that's going to work now that he's at Notre Dame. Florida State, it's year two of Mike Norvell. Again, he's a guy who didn't get a lot of spring practices last year, but he's going to have this team ready to go. 17 starters are back, packed house at Doak Campbell, and by the way, first game since the passing of the legendary Bobby Bowden, that place is going to be rocking. We're going to take the points with Florida State. I wouldn't be surprised if they sprung the big upset to open the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Woo! Joe, always a joy. It's so much fun to catch up with you. We can't wait to get to the season. I saw your tweet, I don't know if it was last week or earlier this week, where you talked about the Bears whiffing on the tackle, on the protection of the quarterback. They got the quarterback. They got the pass rushers. They just don't have any protection, and that's one of the reasons he's not being rushed. Great stuff, as always. So much fun. God bless you, buddy. Thank you.
Great to have you back, Joe.
You guys. Listen, you got to protect the quarterback. If you're going to make the investment in a guy like Fields, give him a fighting chance. We saw what happened to Joe Burrow last year. We saw what happened to Andrew Luck in Indianapolis. You got a lot to be excited about, but you got to secure the investment. So, love you guys. Love you, Chicago. Thanks for having me on. I look forward to talking Bears-Rams next week. Have a great weekend.
Great stuff, Joe. Thank you. That is our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh. And boy, is that accurate. I mean, you know, I hadn't even thought about Andrew Luck in that context of a guy getting beaten up so much he retires early. We talked about David Carr and getting beaten up and all. And David Carr talked about Justin Fields. So that's fascinating stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.